Passage 3. Today, Chinese Americans make up less than 1% of the U.S. population, but roughly a third of all ethnic restaurants in the U.S. are Chinese, and every supermarket carries a line of Chinese food. It started with the gold rush of 1849, as thousands of Chinese streamed into California in search of gold. Hundreds of thousands of Chinese migrated to the United States. By 1882, when Congress curtailed Chinese immigration, there were more than 300,000 Chinese nationals living on the West Coast. Most came from Guangdong Province, so most Chinese restaurants served Cantonese-style food. In Cantonese cuisine, very little goes to waste. Nearly every part of an animal that can be eaten is used in one dish or another. Chinese cooks, however, quickly learned to modify their dishes to make them more palatable to a wider American audience. The result, a Chinese-American cuisine that looked and tasted Chinese, but was actually invented in the U.S. and was unknown in China. One good example of a Chinese-American dish is chop suey. No one knows for sure when it was invented or how it got its name. It likely started in 1850. When a bunch of hungry miners busted their way into a Chinese restaurant late at night and demanded to be fed. The chef just stirred all the table scraps and leftovers he could find into a big mess and served it. The miners loved it. When they asked what it was, the chef replied, "Chop suey," which means garbage bits in Cantonese. The dish remained virtually unheard of in China until after World War II. Today, it's advertised as American cuisine. Well, what other contributions have immigrants made to our cuisine?
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 33. When did Chinese food first catch on in America? Thirty-four. Why did Americans come to accept Chinese food? 35. What was the origin of chop suey according to the passage?